Bitte Yerushalmi, Kauf Moin zur Seite Bavli, Daf Mem Gimel. Beginnen Yerushalmi am Daf Lamed Zayin, am Adalef, Ale Mishne, das Halacha Dalet. Dibu Hashet Shem El Ha'am Leimoyim, Ya Isha Shebon Abayis, Habach Shulei Chanachoy, Yelech V'yashur V'yisoy, V'geime. Mishne says that the Hashet Shem speak to the nation saying, who is the man that built a new house and did not inaugurate it and should return to his house, etc. Echad Abayin Abayis Chodesh, V'echad Abayin Abayis Beit Heaven, Beis HaBokor, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaEitzim. The same applies to one who built a new house, a storehouse for grain, for store, a cattle pen, or a storehouse for wood, or for grain, wine, and oil, he returns for any of them. Echad HaBreina, Echad HaLekech, Echad HaYorish, Echad Shemitim Boi, B'matana. The same applies to one who built, bought, inherited, or received it through a gift. Was the share bona bias, any ela asher bona. Lokach yoash nitim lev matona benai. Igma asla asher bona, teaches only about one he built. If he bought, inherited, or received it as a gift, what's the source? And the name ha'ish, mi ha'ish. The answer to the word ha'ish is excellent from these. It says, mi ha'ish, it would have sufficed to write me. Nine habayne bias at Beis HaTeben, Beis HaBokor, Beis HaEitzim. What's the source for one who built a storehouse for straw, a cattle pen, or stuff for wood or grain, wine and oil? I'm a lema ashebana the kamok, and the answer is ashebana in any case. The Gemara suggests perhaps one who builds a beis shah, which is where the shemir or the chalfa stays, and achsadu, which is a house without four walls, or a balcony that he returns. Rejects that. It says the word bias, a house is a place of residence, it excludes these which are not residences and excludes a house less than 4 by 4 amas. The Bible says a house less than 4 by 4 amas is exempt from a wall around the roof. Mezuzah from Eruv and entering food into it does not travel for Masa, means forbid eating with all title. When dividing a chotzer, you don't give it 4 amas in front of its opening, and we don't make it a connection to a city to extend the city, the tchum. And one who vows from living in a house may dwell in it. He doesn't stay permanently with the buyer in the Yovel if it was not redeemed beforehand. It does not receive Tzaraas, and the owner who built or bought it does not return from war for it. Why do they say Asher Bona? It excludes one whose house fell and he rebuilt it. This shows that one who marries his divorcee does not return. I might have thought that a person who builds a house in Chutzlaretz would return from the wall. We learn from the pasuk though, V'loi chanachoi, he didn't inaugurate it. A house is a mitzvah to inaugurate, if it excludes the house in chutzlaretz, so it's not a mitzvah to inaugurate. Ikdim lo yischaroi, kemi shechanachoi, nosan lo yischaroi, l'achashnim asachidesh, kemi sheloi chanachoi. If one built a house and rented it out, and a tenant paid the rental in advance, as if he already inaugurated it. It will pay the rental only after 12 months, until he pays, as if he did not inaugurate it. If you say, Imaya Basuche Chapatsin, Eshadakuli Batsin Aleha, Kamisha Chanachoi, Vimlav, Kamisha Lei Chanachoi. If there were inside items of the owner that is normally, that is normal to be rebuttal, then means leave them there permanently, even though others are renting it, it's as if the owner uses it, so it's as if it's already inaugurated. If not, the matters are there only temporarily, as if he did not inaugurate it. We come now to the next Mishnah, it's Halacha Hei.
ומי האיש שאינו תקר לחדנאי, אז אמר, איך אני מתאר,
es hakerem vechanotei hamisha elani macho akilu mechamisha samin. Mishnah says, who is the man who planted a vineyard and didn't redeem its fruit? The same applies to one who planted a vineyard or five fruit trees, even of five different species, he will still return from the war. Echad neteya, vechad mavrich, vechad malkiv, vechad lekech, vechad yoyosh, vechad shenitin loy b'matana. The same applies to one who plants, returns fruits into the ground, or grafts. The same applies to one who buys, inherits, or receives it as a gift. The Gemara says, asher nata, eli ela asher nata. Lokach yorash nitzma matana minayin. The Gemara asks that the pasuk says asher nata, that he, one that planted, he bought, inherited, or received it for a gift. What's the source? Tamaloyma ha'ish mi ha'ish. The answer is it says ha'ish, which is extra. To include these, it says mi ha'ish, it would have sufficed to have written mi. Minayin ha'noteya chamisha ilanim achol afilu mechamisha zaminim. What's the source for one who plants five fruit trees, even of five different species? Amalem ashenata mikol makrim. The answer is the phrase is ashenata, and that teaches in any case. Yachol abo ilanim achol or chamisha ilanim sak, yechoyze. The Gemara asks, I might have thought that perhaps for four fruit trees or five barren trees, he returns. Amaloima kerem ma kerem yuchad shu shel chamesh gefonim. That's the she'ina shel chamesh gefonim. The answer is, it says the word kerem, a vineyard, if there are at least five vines. This excludes these which are not of five vines. Shayayin megitoi, shayayin krisis, ma'avim boi, mishatim boi, mivokin alav, mizam alav. Wine straight from the wine press, which didn't yet ferment, meaning grape juice, or krisis, which is inferior, it will never become proper wine. We may use it for an Erev or Shittuf in the Mavri. We make grape yagofen on it. One may make a Zimun for the Kaza Mazen on it. Mekachim by es Hakala, Menachmim by es Ha'avel, Venimka, Bachanus, Meshem Yain, Vamrichel Chavir Yain, Stam, Sevenimsa Kosis, Hegioi. We are Mekadish, a bride, means we say Bechaza Erevsen on it. We can sell a mourner with it, and one may sell it in a store as wine. And one who sold to his friend stam wine, it was found to be kosis, the sale stands. Also by Raya, a behet in the dorim, Rabbi Yisrael Mikdash, leif slach ele shehu osa, al gabe ha-mizbeach. One who drank it may not rule, permit vows, or enter the Mikdash. There's no difference between it and proper wine, other than it's forbidden on the mizbeach. Ahim ben seru ha-meiru ha-tzvicha. Ben seru ha-meiru, whether or not he's able to, he'll be reliable for such wine, this is a question. Yachol ha-neiteya, kerem, b'chutz la'aretz, yehei choyze. Perhaps one who plants a vineyard in chutz la'aretz would return. Ha-v'loi v'lich loi es she-mitzvah l'chal-loi yatzeze she-ein mitzvah l'chal-loi. We learn from the word v'loi chil-loi that a vineyard that is a mitzvah to redeem its fruits is excludes a vineyard in chutz la'aretz that is not a mitzvah to redeem its fruits. Ani v'lez ben Yaakov v'imeh ein mashmer ha-kerem. Rav Ben Yaakov taught in the Baisa, the Torah connotes only a vineyard, but not other fruit trees. The Kavasar, Ein, Mashmer, Ela, Nata, similarly, the Torah connotes only if he planted, but not if he returned shoots into the ground or grafted. Tani, Velechelai, Prat, Le Mavrich, Le Malkiv. The Baisa says, Velechelai, he didn't redeem it, excludes if he returned shoots into the ground or grafted. Am Rav Yochanan, Rav Leza, Ben Yaakov, he. Rav Yochanan said this is like Rav Leza, Ben Yaakov. Am Rav Chista, Divi Akol, he, Hirkiv Peiris Aveira. Chista said, no, it's like everyone, it's when he grafted Peiris Baveira, which is when he transgressed the Issur Kilayim when he planted. Malan Kadmin, what's the case in our Mishnah that he returns for grafting? Im Kushe Hirkiv Ilan Machal, Al Gabi Ilan Machal, Min Beshein Minoi. You should say, Oi, Kushe Hirkiv Ilan Machal, Al Gabi Ilan Sak, you should say Peiris Aveirahim. If he grafted a fruit tree onto a fruit tree that ain't, when it's not minnow, a different species, or he grafted a fruit tree onto a barren tree, which is the author, these are forbidden fruit, so surely he does not return for them. And should say now, v'im kushihu kivilan ma'achal al gabi ilan ma'achal min v'minnoi loi noteya kivitchilahin. Should say, if he grafted a fruit tree onto a fruit tree min v'minnoi for the same species, this is not like a new tree, so surely he does not return for it. While the case is he grafted a black fig tree onto a white fig tree, it's permitted like Mimbaminoi, but it gives different fruits. If he kept his Kerem Revai and didn't redeem it, and now there's a fifth year, when is the year of Chilul during which he returns from war? In the fourth or in the fifth? Presumably it's in the fourth, but in the fifth, the time of redemption already came and he owes the money. Rabban of Kisaran said, is it not reasonable that a Pasuk teaches that it's in the fourth? So the Pasuk says, and in the fourth year, all of its fruit will be Kodesh Hilulim to Hashem.